This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here is a not entirely hypothetical question. When a local business smells, like really smells, bad, what recourse do its neighbors have? For officials in one small city in Arkansas, it is a very live issue for them. And it turns out there is little they can do to regulate a stench they say is coming from a meat rendering plant. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has that one.
Russellville, a city with a population of over 29,000 people in central Arkansas, was built up around railroads and coal. Eric Westcott is the manager of Central Rental and Supply, a construction equipment company about 3 miles from a meat rendering plant that turns animal carcasses into animal feed.
Imagine the most disgusting smell you have ever smelled in your life.
Westcott says in the summer, the smell of decaying flesh wafts into the workshop and gives his workers headaches, so they close up their shop door, which makes it really hot. Westcott, who is on the city council and the mayor, Randall Horton, helped pass an odor ordinance in 2015 to combat the smell.
If you open a very fresh bag of pet food and stick your face really close to the opening, that very heavy smell, take that times 50 and imagine what it would be like warm.
The plant has been in town for decades. Premium Protein Products bought it over 2 years ago. In 2017, it upgraded its equipment to fight the odors, and the mayor says that has helped. But the company also sued the city until it dropped an odor ordinance that would have imposed fees of up to $2,000 for a single violation or $500 a day for ongoing bad smells. Premium Protein's argument? Cities can't make such rules because Arkansas law says odor is regulated by the state. Stuart Spencer works for the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality.
Of the many provisions that we have, there are two general references to odor, but there are no specific requirements as to how to control that.
He says the plant's emissions are safe, and as to its smell, that's hard to measure.
And so when we have an inspector go out to a facility based on a call that something at that site is causing odor, the odor may have dissipated by the time the inspector shows up.
Premium Protein Products owner David Pirtle declined to be recorded for this story, but said in a brief phone interview, there are a lot of bad odors in town, including the city's sewage, and he believes the company is being blamed. The federal government is unlikely to weigh in. The Environmental Protection Agency says it only regulates odors if they are a health concern.
There's no uniform federal standards.
Daniel Diamond is executive director of the Oregon-based Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. She says nationwide, smells are sometimes regulated by nuisance laws or not at all.
For the most part, there really isn't any kind of consistent way that states have ever regulated odor.
She says that's partly a result of the lobbying power of big agricultural interests. Jessica Meisinger represents some of those interests as a spokeswoman for the National Renderers Association. She says meat rendering plants are often blamed for smells that come from other sources. And she points out, the industry helps make sure that slaughtered animal parts don't go to waste.
We do have to understand that if we want products to be made in our country, that sometimes we're going to have to put up with things like odors. Well, we can get to a point where we can reduce them.
In Russellville, Mayor Horton says smells from the rendering plant make it harder to entice new business investors to the community when they come visit.
Suddenly they'll say, well, what's that smell? And then you never hear from them again.
Last year, the city received 5 odor complaints that referred specifically to the rendering plant. In Little Rock, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek for Marketplace.